Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Jesus' name, amen. Sit down, please. Chapter 4. Let's do chapter 4 and take a quick, small break and come. We should close at a point because we have a service around 4. Today, we are using the whole day. Amen. How to be a shepherd of the children. If you are a children's pastor, you are a shepherd. Hallelujah. Every pastor is a shepherd. Every pastor is a shepherd. And if you are a shepherd, how do you operate as a shepherd? Amen. And Jesus has a template. And I think that if there's anyone we would like to follow, then we must follow the template and the example of Jesus. Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16. Mark 10, 13 to 16. Bible said that, and they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the children, even suffer the little children to come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And verse 16 said, he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Hallelujah. Yeah. One day Jesus was having a miracle service, and some people brought their children that, oh, convention. They said, oh, please, let the children go so that they'll pray for them. But you know this type of Peter, James, and John type of people. Hey, fango alu frio. And Bible said Jesus saw it. Look, the work we are doing here is a precious work. Jesus saw, and Jesus was angry. Look, children are not counted in many things. So when they are doing program, they are sharing food. Nobody thinks about children. Children are never considered in anything. Even prayer, that they'll pray for the children. The disciples said, hey, madam, so there was some argument between Peter and one of the parents. And Jesus said, what is going on there? And he said, and yet, mommy, we don't see. And the man, young bomb pie, and then I'm so free. And Bible said that, and Jesus was much displeased. Jesus liked children. So the work you are doing, you are following the pattern of Jesus. Like those of you who even pastor I church, K church, I envy you. These are people that Jesus likes. And Bible said that in verse 6, he said, he took them up in his arms. Jesus took them up. Hey, if it's sometimes it's difficult for parents to carry their children when they wear a certain dress. Hey, Munante, open so by me shirt in the fee. Yeah. But as a lady pastor, when they said he carried them. That's how for a very long time, I don't even wear white shirt. A child will eat, you carry the child. She said, no, why you? No problem. No problem. He carried them up in his arms. And Bible said that he put his hands upon them. Come, come, come. When you walk with the children, put your hands on them like this. You understand? As you are walking with them, put your hands on them. He carried them. Have the habit of carrying children. Most of us cannot carry children. And you back. You are not a real children's pastor. Carry them. Carry them. Last time, I closed from work. My car spot from January, so I have not been driving. And one day, I took my children home in Trotro. Hey, my boys, they are in a different world. When you are in Trotro with them, they'll be pulling somebody's hair. Hey, so as I was feeling uncomfortable, mommy picked the china. They pull, then this one will laugh. Then this one, somebody has bought plantain chips. They collect the plantain chips from the person. See, so. And you see, there are two. So one sit on me, then I squeeze one to the... When I sent them for the first, I say, bread being crying, no. Then I say, So the people who take care with their children, who don't have car, this is what they go through. Then, I just remember, then one day I closed from work. I was coming from 37 to La Paz. And I sat by a certain woman. And when the woman alighted, I was supposed to sit down. But this time, I went to the back. When I went to the back, I saw a man sitting down. So the back seat, I think he has paid for two seats. And the man had five children. He alone, five children. And so when he sat with the children, there was no place, like some small place. So when I sat down, I started pushing. But as I started pushing the little child, then I remembered my children. I went in Trotro and it was becoming difficult. Then I took the little girl and I carried her. Suddenly, my senses came up. And when we got to Nimboy, then I asked the man. The man was asleep, like the man was tired. Five children, he alone. Then I asked the man that, will you alight here? Then he said, yes. But I was going to alight at Las Palmas. But because he said he would alight there, I also alighted. Then I carried the last born. I carried her. Then I held two of them, their hands. Then the man held two of them. So I was carrying three of the children. Then I asked them, where are we going? He said, they are going to Las Palmas. And I said, we should have sat in the car. Charlie, I carried the girl. Then the rest were so small. When I move and then I turn my back, whether the two are coming, because it is around 6:37. It's a rush hour. Then the man himself, like he has not recovered from the sleep. Like he just, no, you push your hurry up. You push your hurry up. Then when we got to us, I said, why we say they are now coming to take after Awoshi, that not a Blekuma, not Anya. If from here straight, if you are going, no farmwork, if you take this road straight after Banyard, if you continue going, no, well then Pokwasi. You are going to Kaswa, Malam, he said we're going to Malam. Then so I have to look for Malam car. Still carrying the girl plus that one there, she was asleep. I was carrying the school bag, held these people their hands. And he said, I kept telling him, I said, this thing is a seed you are sowing. And somebody will, by all means, do it to your children one day. Somebody will help your children. Today, when I was coming with them, when we entered the throttle, and somebody said, "Hey, come and sit down." The man just took Fanuel and carried Fanuel. I just got in and remembered that you have sown the seed. Today you have reaped. Do you see? So people's children, Jesus carried people's children. He put his hands on them. And Bible says he blessed them. He blessed them. We should come to a point where we come. Let's pray that God will prosper us. To pray. So when Jesus saw that, Jesus was very, very angry. Jesus was very angry. And Bible said that he took them up in his hand. The first thing is that Jesus ministered love to the children. Love the children. I said, "What? This is your case, church people. Love them. Love them like your own children. Love them." I mean, when I meet a child, love them like you see, when you love an adult, it's not real because it's because of something. But if you love a child, what can you get from the child? The child will even benefit from you. What are you getting from the child? Do you understand? This is your okay, church people. You are carrying this girl crying, your church crying. Mr. Champon's daughter. Ada. Ada Abema Ode. Ada, I didn't know Ada Abema. You never give you anything. Do you see? Jesus loved them. Listen, let's show the children genuine love. Don't insult me. If you are a parent and I have an issue with you, don't transcend it to your child. No. Your child, and one of the things Bishop Oko taught us was that, he said, see every child like Jesus sitting in your service. If you see every child like, this is Jesus, your character will change. Can you name it? Send him a name. Sia. Mo. You see, I feel there's some hatred. One day I came to church. I had a hot argument with a certain woman here. That's just at the back. 2 minutes time, she saw me carrying her daughter. After church, she came to apologize to me. She was very sorry. I said, "Look, the issue is between me and you. It's not between me and your daughter." She said, the girl was crying. I carried the girl. I looked for handkerchief. I wiped her face and everything. The mother she saw me. She was surprised. Is that because of the argument I've had with you? If I see your child, I'll pass by. No, I know the work I'm doing. You know when Ghana came out of IMF? We're talking, "Hey, I'm a fiam, kohobi, my FN4, my SA, FN4, my SA." Then in Chebia, then we went to borrow money again. As we were going to borrow money, when the IMF people came here, then Bernard Avila from City TV was interviewing the IMF rep to Ghana. Then he asked the man that, "Have you not heard Ghanaians saying that don't come to IMF and they were shouting, talking bad about you?" The man said, "In IMF, we don't work with emotions. We are doing business." You understand? And see, I came to borrow money from you and I've paid and I'm insulting you. I said, "For sika ko, sika tan tan tan, mean baby sao scabium. Afi me who treat me if I'm coming? It's business you are doing. Come on, me 2 cities are. We did 3 cities, baby. Forget about the insult you have given. You have made business. You understand? I'm selling Kenke. You came to buy first Kenke. You insulted me. Kenke, no, next time when you come with money, I'll sell for you. You understand? So you don't say based on this. Plenty people here have done me a lot of bad things. Pastor their children. Oh, cry. And so when they see it, they are surprised. Like the things they've said, the things they've heard people say about me, insult this, that. I don't care. I came here to work. Ready to work. I came to work. It doesn't concern me. Yeah. Jesus showed the children love. Anybody you don't love, you can't pastor the child. It will be employer-employee. No, you watch it. Look, be interested, be interested in the children. Be in like your school. Like be interested. Your school, what is happening in the house? Who do you stay with? Be interested. That's what we call intimate counseling. And right now, church has been reduced to, hey, I've come. We close. We don't see you again. Another Sunday, then we call you. But Jesus, Bible said that he took them up in his arms. Jesus loved the children. We know he loved them because he demonstrated it. Jesus demonstrated his affection for the children by taking them up in his arms. When a man loves a woman, hey, wedding, I did want to mean so I can walk with you. But show me wedding, I was carrying my wife. And if it's as you carry, I can't carry. Me needs our strength and all. Do you see? So, in the car, let's see you with children. Let's see you tying some of them at your back. You are preaching. Do you understand? They are crying. Hug them. Don't worry. Yeah, I'm here for you people. Yeah, that's how it should be. The children should feel at home. Okay? She said, no, son, say, ni mami karata now. Auntie B, or adult church. No, no, don't do that. Do that. One day when I was pastoring our church in Tamale, I was in Y church. No, J church. Somebody was crying from K church. K church is behind I church. No, like the same block, but the other side. The girl cried. She came to look for me in J church. Then she came to them. Came to ask me that. Should she stop crying so that I'll buy her calipo? I said, should I stop crying so that you buy me calipo? And I said, continue crying. This type of crying, you are aware of what you are doing. Should I stop crying before you buy me calipo? Should I stop crying so that you buy me calipo? Yeah. But demonstrate love. Listen, people respond to love. I'm telling you. People respond to love. And sometimes if you see somebody, just be genuinely interested in people, in the children. Be genuinely interested. Jesus showed them love. Bishop Oko said, 25 things that demonstrate your love for the children. Number one, you want to be around, children want to be around you. Right now, I've not seen any children around you. After pastoring them, the church closer now, winning them. I've not seen you holding any child's hand, apart from your boyfriend, Kimwell, No, nobody else. Children will want to be around you. Number two, you will have children around you. Number three, you will be patient with them when you love them. Be patient. So sometimes me bufuna mi kikikike muka cry. Patient. Sami say, ube suma sami. Makoya di fufu. George, my friend, I say, oh, Rev, I'm almost in the church. We've been through 30 minutes, not near. Well, Ben, the human being, we don't throw human beings away, ain't he? Oh, no, solving me problems, mommy. And he said, and there, we're formatting me. And yes, no problem. Yeah, Nina Musa. That's why they're home foul. Sammy K. Church, in the church, me from home foul. But yeah, I saw you, Mumba. Yeah, panica, crack. You have patience. Hey, human beings need patience. Janice say, oh, kasa wo. Kasa. I have a lot of characters. Different. Kasa. Hey, I used to have a certain member. She's called Nadia. And Nadia, no, you call baby. Now I sort you be out. Oh, no, better in front. Oh, just space. Let me turn it. Spark here, Reverend Radio. Kalibe Kasa Kasate. Stop people's stories. Sentence which is saying the thing I'm not listening. Hey, so Reverend, I'm not listening to what I'm saying. You talk to Mampon. You could do Mampon Sua. On Jamio, as I've taken my bag, I'm going to my room. Dimechi, Reverend, that girl that I'm telling you that story. You gossip, hey, Nadia. Oh, my brem. She have the feel like beer. If I call her, she can give me rundown. She's like a radio station. She has all everybody's fat. Hey, she's with me in the nursing school. Hey, when she enters my office like this, I'm afraid. People enter my office, they're afraid. When she enters, no, come and open fridge. Sometimes she's coming with people. Now I serve your moons, you. I'm saying, Nadia, they drink my water down. Drink, you are serving your friends. There's water. Oh, when we are thirsty, we shouldn't drink water. I'm saying, hey. Oh, the days didn't like that. When people come, the people are afraid and they put their hands behind. And she just sit down. Last time, I think she was there. Then I ordered for some, is it papaya or something? Then the papaya came. When the papaya came, Charlie, I lost appetite. And I texted her. I said, Charlie, is teacher in the class? And he said, yes. Then she said, what's up? And I said, oh, Charlie, some papaya. He said, Rev, I'm coming right now. He left the class and came to my office, came to eat the papaya and went back. I said, hey. Oh, then she has the filler, Nadia. But I have other members also that they don't talk. Like Chama, like this, doesn't talk. If you see Chama talking, it means that the thing is a serious. George doesn't talk. He's around. The only, even if I'm walking with him, he's at the back like this, he will never say anything. So you have to have patience with everybody. No matter next. You will teach them the Bible when you love them. Teach them the Bible. Listen, let the children open their Bible. Romans 4 verse 8. Let them open and see it. Show them how to open the Bible. It's not only bringing the Bible to the church, but teaching them to open the Bible. Next one. You will willingly clean them up when they soil themselves. Like I church, you change diapers. Me, I can't change diapers. I can change diapers. I bath, change diapers. I can't do that. I don't care whose child it is. I started changing diapers long before I became a father. I practice with people's children, clean them up, change diapers. It's not a problem. When my children came, it was not difficult for me to change diapers. Next one, you will never give up on them. You will never. Some of the members say they'll go on, then they'll come back. Don't give up. You'll be there, they'll come in. You see, like the type of church you run in, when people leave the church, they will like to come back. Next, you will lead them to Christ because you love them. Yeah, look, in our churches, everything should be Christ, God. Like, the children should know that they have come to church. Next, you will pray for them when you love them. Most of you don't pray for them. Asantua, in Colabeya 20, you can't list them up and every day spend 30 minutes praying for them. We don't do it. We pray for them. Father, I pray. Hey, shout out, man, you're from, sir. Donatella. Oh, hey, that girl, when she grows, she's going to replace Nadia. Hey! The girl that she... That one is what? Janella. The letter one is Janella. Hey, the girl, she's a journalist. To me, describe it. Hey, how old is she? 3 years. 3 years. Hey, na no kate. O bon komose siya. So, Rev, ye bow. Rev, ye bow ho. Who drinks wo ho? Hey! You will pray for them. George, you will pray for them. List, as I'm telling you, have a register. Have a church register. Have a church register. Have the contact of their parents. Telepastry. Call them. Call the parents. I want to talk to them. Usually there are 3 or 4 in the house. Call them. Next, when you love them, you will do Holy Ghost baptism for them. You will tell them the truth, even when it hurts, because you love them. No, that part you don't go. That part, if you go, they are going to squeeze your breast. Don't go. Don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. Tell them the truth. Even when the truth hurts. Your love for the children will lead you to be there for them when they lose a loved one. That's what we are going for funeral. Hey, we'll be there, funeral. We'll be there. When your father passed, I was there. When your father passed, I was there. I was there. Oh, me, I go for funeral, so. Me, shege, me ba. The old mommy be a menum. Menum, me make sure I say menbu, but menum. Amen. Yeah. You see, and you see, these are things people will never forget. Because when your father die or your mother die, it's a main event, too. And we've had people, we've lost people because when there are somebody died, nobody went with them. We used to have some super service. Now you will never think he's a human being. I hear the guy better it's pa. So I don't know plenty people and plenty things. But when I come and I climb my top here, whatever happens here, I don't know. I was there, then they call me. Said, guy be Poppy dies. So the way they even reported it, sir. Some guy be way defensive. They say Poppy die, we didn't do the funeral for the corner here. So where you did? I said, where there? Where you? I said, oh, they make you come, make we go. I was just walking and then I got there. When we got there for the hey, who said, Asantifua, come on, find ye, they are grown. Ebi, the man, his brother, say, perform with the nechi. Now look, the funeral is not the it's our body which is a problem. When we got, I think we were about 4 or 5. When we got there, the guy saw us. He said the room. He didn't come back again. He said, "Mo ba ya mami se ya na mo beba." After the funeral, up to today, we've not seen the guy again. So some you don't take people's event for granted. Even when somebody come and tell that it's my birthday, don't take it for granted. Oh, my birthday, they say next year, who will be the birthday for? No. And yes, how? It's a serious thing. Somebody's mother has died. Oh, we did say 86. Oh, we did chini. We did chini. Cobra, it's a year anyway. Oh, and there, why? And there, Cobra. Hey! When this one's father died and we're in Suta or wherever. George, you are with me. Oh, that they didn't go. I was with Blackie, then in Suta. Hey! Vota chi honu, baby. You see, you don't say, Vota un, mun cobra. Hey! She can go and come back and she'll stop the church. No, because this guy has been with me the week the father died, I was in the house. And any papa see odin kola na cheme. He see the achu acheme. Achu hani papa achu. I say pastor, collect. I say for achu pe the achu the sister achu pe. Hey, it's a troublesome girl. Troublesome. I think apart from us, no, he was okay. Okoki and the wife followed us. We went. Nobody came. Do you see? So. If you see me going for a funeral, I'm going because of the children. Mamina, if the woman is here and she has died, the one who has died is not my concern. It's the person who is in my church that I'm going. I can go for grandmother's funeral safe. So I lost the mother. The 1 week, we went. You know, it's not the 1 week to go and when we heard it, we went. What happened? We went to a lighthouse. And I won't bring a letter. A year no better to his time. You have a call. You contribute this car. Do you think this guy will leave us? Oh, safe church. Oh, name my will safe church. Oh, and there's Enkola. That's it. Show them love. Show them love. Next one. I used to go for naming ceremony for a pastor. Like any naming ceremony, I was there. Till it got to my turn and nobody showed up. Hey! Look, if though you are a pastor and something will, we are nipa, something will. Then I'm say, hey, you might mean you. Because I used to come in. This is where we do our naming ceremony. Now my ba, I introduce a thing before bishop would do the thing in via my teacher envelope movia to give a baby. My naming ceremony. Only two pastors showed up. So what? Oh. This nonsense must stop. No, because I can't also sow a seed somewhere that I can't reap. You understand? I say it's okay. You see, because offense, it can come to anybody. We used to look, when somebody died, we go. When my grandfather died, no pastor showed up. When I asked, they said they forgot him. This one, you tell me that I shouldn't be offended. I'll be offended. Because a week before we went for the funeral, we went to somebody's also father's funeral at Mepe. It's a Havel or something like that. And I'm teaching me compamping with clerica. A week after, they said my own. They forgot him. No, I'm saying it was just George. This you and Sammy. Who? You and Sammy. That came. That you were in school by that time. Yeah. He came. No pastor, nothing. They said they forgot him. If you think that I'll be happy tomorrow morning, say somebody's father has died, then now come my teacher me can say, I've overcome. I won't go. No, that's the truth. I won't go. I don't attend naming ceremonies again. I don't do it. If I'm not the one coming to officiate it, pass my dress in my bar. I mean, I have my dress. My dad. No, you do me, I do you. He said, pastor. He said, pastor, I can't get offended. That's how we are. The thing is. Do you see? So it's a whole testing. So show them love. Show it. Look, church is a mixture of things. Next one. If you love them, you discipline them. If you love them, you correct them when they make mistakes. Discipline, dear. Oh, my disciplining crop. I've beaten him. Now I can't beat him again. Now, dear. I used to beat with Kano. I said, they're my jai belt. I said, my jai. Oh. Telling me that the people that I pastored first, eh? Telling they suffered. They suffered. You can't leave the church. The church there, you can't leave. We are here. We are here. Here, there, we are here. Hey! Charlie, this one. At the point when I saw that, I said, hey, discipline, my brother. Hey! Poison. What's his name? Eugene. Hey. I was beating him and he was counting the canes in French. He's supposed to count in French. If he doesn't count. Last time they came to my office, he said, oh, Rev, I've become a human being now. He's doing political science in Legon. Yeah, he's there. When the case is Rev, I'm grateful. All the beatings you have beaten me. Hey! You can't misbehave. His offense was that he told the mother that if he grows up and he becomes an important person, he will never take care of the mother. I said, What about them? I'll beat you. This thing you have said, I'll beat you. And those days, when they said they come to report to me, oh, next one. You visit them in prison. You teach them how to dress decently. Hey, decently. Don't dress well, I tell you. I've told you that your dresses are short. I don't care. So you change them. Yeah, change them. Recently, there was one girl. She came to hug me. I said, oh, armpit is smelling. Work on it. Work on it. Work on it. Work on it. Hey, I saw somebody's status. I mean, we're posting some picture. I texted, I said, you look too colorful. When you dress, your colors are too much. I said, Rev, I'll work on it. Teach them how to dress. You get angry and rebuke them sharply as you show your love to them. Man, when I get angry and I, it's not like I hate you. We flow. Hey, like Sunday, I went to preach. I came back. I'm looking for my key. Then George has given my key to Kayla. How did you get the key? You went to his house. Her house. You know where Kela stay? Kela stay around 7 days. Almost at barrier. How to go for the key? I gave my key to you. You two have given it to somebody. My office key. Do you see? So, you see, and it doesn't mean like, oh, we've hate you. No, we are, is that, is what, the problem is what we are solving. Then we solve them, then, yes, then we move on. Okay, next one. You give them opportunity to participate in ministry. Yes. Opportunity to participate in ministry. Ask Juanita. We brought her here to come and sing. I can't oppress me, I can't go to new mama wine. You see, an opportunity to, like, who will make you K church pastor? Eh? Where will you not help you so? Help you. Someone bought where Sunday, yeah. Maybe they're trying to help you. Or bought where the rough. Now they're going to Sunday, I'll be home. Word of God. Prince. So when we ask you to do something, it's an opportunity we are giving you. So you two, the people in the K church, Hadassah and Co., give them opportunity to sing, give them opportunity to do opening prayer. Teach them, coach them. Opportunity. I can make one. Sorry, you met me up standing. I can't. K church, I church, J church, Y church. Where they are in a woman, I'm a joint service. The day I'm doing joint service, I'm not going to be a and then I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Call Rev Hope. You see. But it's an opportunity to also, you see, preaching, you get better when you do it every day. You get better. If you come to meet me at the early stages of my ministry, I can say, like, after 3 minutes, you'll be bored with me. I'm preaching, I won't tears here. Today, it's getting better because I've done it several times. It's getting better. It's a lot. So the book there, he said, you will love the children and lead them, your love for the children will lead you to be there for them when they lose the young one. You protect them from their peers who are leading them astray. Sometimes they are your friends who are leading you astray. Your friends, they teach you how to watch pornography. They teach you how to smoke. Yeah. You protect them from their friends. Yeah. A lot. About 25 of them. Yes. You give them an opportunity to do something when they fail because of the love you have for them. It's not every time you do something once and do well. You do it and fail. You do fail. Yes, I failed many times. One day when I was in Tamale, I preached with a different verse. Like I quoted John 3:16. When I quoted John 3:16, then I quoted that they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I made it bored 1 hour and I made it. When I came back and I was listening to the message, I said, hey. When I finished listening, I deleted it. I said, this message, I won't keep it anywhere. I failed several times. Yeah. We are doing swollen. We may fail. We are doing concert. We may fail. We are doing a camp. We may fail. You will fail. You have to do it again and again. Yeah. Have to do it again and again. Everything you do, you may fail. But constantly, as you keep at, you see, that's why people get tired and stuff. Don't get tired at something you fail. You fail, do it again. You fail, do it again. You become an expert at it. You can do K church, and now they'll be calling you that. Come and teach us how you have done your K church. Number two, the other thing Jesus did was that he imparted things into the children. Bible said that he put his hands upon them. Impart the children. He put his hands on them. Yeah. The second key Jesus applied in shepherding children was to minister an impartation, placing hands and speak impartation. Yeah. Put your hand on the child and speak words over their lives. It's not easy. It's a difficult thing to do. Three things Jesus imparted. Number one, he imparted the word. As you are preaching, you are imparting words. Words. Janice, what I'm doing here, I'm imparting words into you. Like by this time, this Saturday, you are supposed to be at a funeral. They've not invited you. Now look at where you are. And by this time, na wakotena ho enye mse enye se wo num club uti ho keke ti si ade ne koso wo mo eyi ana se engagement ana se funeral fi en koso mhm but you are here. I'm imparting words into you. Yeah. Yeah. And that's how it's supposed to be. Impart the words into the children. When the children come out, they should be singing a song. They should be reciting a certain scripture you have taught them. Yeah. Children followed Jesus everywhere he went. They felt comfortable around him. There was a little boy around him when he fed the 5,000. It was even the boy's lunch that Jesus used to feed the 5,000. His lunch. Yeah. All the time, Jesus had people that were around him. Number two, he imparted healing. Healing. A child is sick in your church. Have you taken para? The abedjum first year para. Osofu para. In Luke chapter 4, in Luke chapter 7, verse 14, I think, Jesus raised the widow's son from death as a child. He imparted him to Jairus' daughter in Mark chapter 5, verse 41. Jesus raised her from the dead. Jesus was always imparting children healing. Children also need healing, though. Healing, we need healing. How can you need, if you don't need healing, what do we need? We need healing. Yeah, he impart, and then number three, he imparted the spirit. The spirit. Romans 1 verse 11 says that, for I long to see you, that I may impart some spiritual gift unto you. He imparted healing. He imparted the spirit. Yes. May you impart spirit into the children. I said, may you impart spirit into the children. Yeah. And the last one, in Mark 10, verse 16, Bible says, he blessed them. Everybody say, he blessed them. The third shepherding key Jesus applied was to bless the children. Yeah. One of the meaning of the word blessed is the word happy. Anyone who come into contact with Jesus left happy. Let the children be happy they are coming to church. They should be happy. We are going to meet Auntie Gloria. They are going to meet Auntie Queen. They should be happy they are coming. You see, when you do monster, they won't come. They'll be afraid. That all the teachers who taught us at school, who were doing, used to beat us. We don't go. Like these teachers, mentor. 7, 8, 9, 7. And then everyone like 9, 7. But when you see those teachers, you are afraid. French teachers, you see the way they taught the French. See the French teacher, then William, like, we don't understand the French. Who the French is me French? I'm heading at the French is me French. You understand? People should be happy around you. They said, I was telling somebody that me, I like where there's happiness and food. If I knew Wohona and Niji, oh, me, baby, I like, baby, and Tokwa. If I'll just walk away from you. I mean, like if you know music, oh, then we are laughing. Because like those things, it's like people always want to be around you. Last time Reverend William came to my office, hey, he said when he came, he said the short time I sat in the office, I could count nothing less than 20 people knocking your office to come in. I had a Nijekwa. He said, anybody who enter your office, you make the person feel so special. Say, Ubiya is special. Ubiya is special. Somebody saw my chat, that person. Then the guy who saw my chat with this other girl, he said, this guy, he likes you, like Opel, as a girlfriend. And the person said, hey, he's not. Everybody, that's how everybody chat with him is. Everybody feel like on a main person. Everybody should feel special around you. We are afraid to come and see you. Oh, I told Kayla, me in pep politics, officer. Anybody want to come, open the door. Let the person come. I may say your problem and go. My house, there are no rules. So. My house, there are no rules. Whatever will make you happy, do. As I'm saying, I'm going to don't see my coin. And I said they should open for him. I told the mother that don't pour the Don Simon in the cup, open it and give it to him. Stomach became big. He himself, he handed over the rest. Oh, he can't drink all. And the mother said, well, don't spoil. I said, don't spoil. It's poverty mind. That is. Don't see money. She money no. When he drank the tea for some time, I said, no. Uncle Biometi. Let me see, where is he? They said, he's walking to go and sleep. I said, he should go and sleep. Otherwise, I quit the fridge. There's this cry, the cry that you can't hear, but it's irritated. I don't like where there's crying and things. If we can solve the problem, let's solve the problem and let them be happy. Don't see money, they're saying. Don't see money, they're saying. I feel now, I'm school. No, ni mami suwa to aso. Let him drink. Let him. If the next day he comes and there's no Don Simon in the fridge, there's no Don Simon. Osun crash anyhow. Do you see? And my people, what happens is that when they see the thing, when they see the thing, like Thursday. Look when. Thursday, when they saw the drinking, the mother was asking, like, I ate with the moon, bibia, mubedini, you know. Look, we are eating the thing till it's finished. When it's finished and there's nothing, they are okay. Like, they know in their mind, there's nothing there. But if they are seeing the thing, you say you won't give them. Come and sit here. Come and sit here. When they are seeing the thing, you say you won't give them. You have worried them. You have worried them. Blessed people. Blessed people be happy. People should be where you are. There should be happiness. There's no happiness. Tomorrow quarrel. You won't see me. I will just walk away. I won't even pass there for you to even see me. Every day somebody is too happy. Every day we are insulting somebody. Every day. Do you see? So Jesus made sure that he blessed the church. He said, my greatest joy is to hear parents say their children are happy to be in church. Let the children be happy to be in church. Some of the programs we organize is for happiness sake. And just say, we are happy. Movie night with Coke and popcorn. We are happy. And we share movie. Yes, we are watching movie. We should be able to do movie night. After away, your friend is after only one talent concert, we should do movie night. We should gather, put a movie there. A nice movie. A Tribe Called Judah. Have you watched A Taste of Sin? Oh, bruh, I can send it to you on Telegram. You want it? It's Nadia. Once again, it's Nadia who sent me. I said, Rev, Charlie, move away there. You like it. I said, sir. I said, is it nice? He said, Rev, I'll watch it. It's nice. Oh, Archbishop is inside. Yeah. Archbishop is inside. The auditorium. That Jackie Apia Munyina. Are you saying that we can't put a screen there? Now you are connecting at the way 2 hours. Now be a kita coke, ne popcorn. Now you're chili. We can do it. Can't do it. We just look for sponsorship. Get this Coke. The Coke, no, is it the 1 liter? 1 liter is too big. Kitty for no. Eku for ado di enobi. Hey, George, but you can do popcorn when we give you money. Why a popcorn am I? Crane 2 hours. You won. Yeah, we are now share grace. Yeah, coffee. Omo was can no more pay. Your friend is and sausage. Be the abosso. It's nice. People should be happy. It's not every day. Where's the bus center? Every day, where's the bus center? Every day, where's the bus center? Hey, the why there are people, the people are not coming. The bus center. After the amount for bus or a car, she's on Mujem, she's sure Muna bus center. Where's the bus center? Bus center. Hey, let's be happy. Let the children be happy in the church. Let's be happy. Oh, let's be happy. Life is short. Let's be happy. I'm telling you. And I'm sure that when we learn these things, we are going to do well in Jesus' name. I said we are going to do well in Jesus' name. Yes. We'll take a short break. It's 11:30. We are taking a short break for 30 minutes. Yes, we want to ask a question. We want to ask it. Or should we take questions and answers in the next session? Yeah, the next session. So if you have a question, I think you just write it. We'll get a bowl, you drop it inside. Don't write your name. And then we'll just do so. Next session, we should close by one or something like that. We should close so that we can go and rest and mobilize from the lips of children. Okay, so let's go and come back at 12 o'clock. From 12 o'clock, then we can do 12 to 1. And then we can close. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the time that we have had in your presence. We are grateful in Jesus' name. Help us, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.